The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love of God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is clearly saying that in following religious laws and rules, which in itself is a good thing, no matter how holy they might be, if they blind us from seeing the face of God in the face of our neighbor, then something is radically wrong. If obeying a law blinds us from loving our neighbor, then we need to reconsider the law. Love of God and love of neighbor are the undercurrent of all of God's law. There is no greater law than love. Today's gospel just happens to come in the midst of the Synod on the Family convoked by Pope Francis in Rome. Jesus does not mince his words when he faces the well-versed religious scholars who are heaping burdens upon simple people without offering any assistance at all. Pope Francis has stated several times that he hopes that this synod will help to unbind the heavy loads that people and couples and families are forced to carry in the midst of modern difficulties in the arena of marriage and family life. Says Pope Francis, "In the synod, the Spirit speaks to all who let themselves be guided by the God who always surprises. The God who leaves the 99 sheep to look for the one lost sheep. The synod will be a space for the action of the Holy Spirit only if we participants vest ourselves with apostolic courage, evangelical humility, and trusting prayer, refusing to be intimidated in the face of the temptations of the world that tend to extinguish the light of truth, driving people away from God." End of quote. Religious laws, and we know this well, when they lack humility and compassion, it's precisely what Jesus is condemning. The Pharisees had become very skillful in making laws in their own image and likeness. Jesus makes it very clear that their laws are as useful as graves that people walk over mindlessly. Pope Francis is trying to invite the church to not extinguish the fragile light of Christ with the fire extinguisher of self-righteousness. On the day of our baptism, we were handed a small, fragile candle lighted from the Paschal candle. "Receive the light of Christ," we were told. What a powerful symbol. That baptismal candle that we received, so tiny, so fragile and limited, hardly seems like a worthy symbol of Christ, the eternal light of God. What a mystery. A small, fragile candle that will eventually burn itself out is given to us as an icon of Christ. This seems to be the paradox that Pope Francis is inviting us to embrace. He asks us to vest ourselves with evangelical humility and trusting prayer so that we not extinguish the light of truth. Apparently, many of the Pharisees failed the test in Jesus' day. Now it's our turn. We've all been given that candle, and each day we're sent out into the world to be a fragile and beautiful icon of the eternal light of Christ.